When was the first time when you hear about the exit, and what is the first thing that you're going to do when you come to Serbia?
Well, the first time I heard about the exit in general was a long time ago. And it's a festival we've wanted to play for many years, and it just never worked out with the scheduling and with touring and everything. So we're really excited to finally get to come and play the festival because we've heard such good things about it. Yeah, the first thing I'm going to do to Serbia, I don't know. That's a good question. We're going to be coming there from, God, where are we coming from? I need to check the schedule, but it's always an adventure on tour, connecting, figuring out where you're coming from and where you're going and timeline and everything. So yeah, so we're just excited to come play.
Can you share something with us from any tour that stick with you? No matter if it's something important for your career or some woman that was so beautiful that you would, let's say, remember forever.
Well, it was interesting. So the very first tour we ever did in Europe was a long time ago. It was in 1994. And I was 23 years old, and I didn't know that I was going to continue doing music at that point. It was just something fun at the time. And the first concert we ever had in Europe was a festival, and it was in Sweden. And it was called the Hultsfred Festival. But back then, before the internet, we didn't really know what the Hultsfred Festival was or how big these festivals were in Europe. And when we showed up, we didn't even know which bands were playing. And we saw it was Oasis and Blur and Motorhead and Midnight Oil. So all these big bands. And that was the first taste of doing European festivals for us, when we kind of fell in love with this whole idea that during the summer that there's these magical musical festivals that happen in Europe with so many amazing bands. So that was a very, very cool first experience for Europe for Ignite, which was awesome. And now, a couple years later, we're still doing these really cool festivals.
I can say from the look of your smile and how you speak actually about the festivals and the tour that is something that you really enjoyed and you really like after all these years, I would say.
I think it's one of the best parts of touring is playing festivals, because of course playing to many, many people is always very cool and very rewarding. But I really always like you get to see many friends. All your friends from other bands are at these festivals a lot of times, so you get to see a lot of your friends around the world in these beautiful, amazing places.
What is something when you look back from the 90s that is something that has never changed about the band? And what is something that you can even remember that it was Ignite, actually?
Something that's never changed is we just love playing live. We love playing, and that's something I think that musicians, that's just inside of them, at least for most of them. For us, every time we get on stage, it's still that same feeling that it's very special to be able to play our music, the songs that we wrote at home here at our house, and we get to travel around the world and play them for people in the craziest places. You know, that's something that never gets old. You know, sometimes it's difficult touring, missing family and being away from home at times. But when you're up on stage and you see the smile on people's faces and it's the song that you wrote, whether you wrote it 20 years ago or 20 days ago, and people know this music and sing it back to you, it's very fulfilling. It's really cool.
You had, like every band that lasts for a lot of years, some changes in band members. And also for you and for some other members, Ignite was really something that feels like home. So how was it for that part of your home, of your life, to let go of some members? Was it difficult? And on the other side, was it excited to let go, to come to new family, to new members of the band?
Yeah, there was a couple different chapters in Ignite when we started the band. We started with four people, and there was a couple changes very early of some members, different singers at the beginning. And then, but the guys that are in the band now, myself and Kevin and Nick and Craig, all of those guys have been in the band for, geez, more than 22 years now. And then now having Eli coming into the band and being the new singer, the new face of the band, it's really cool because it's I think it's difficult to keep the same members in a band forever. And I just think for us right now, we're very lucky that we have such a good group of guys that get along together, like brothers, like family. So yeah, I mean, the lineup right now is, it's really, really fun for us to be in a band with such a close group of guys.
When you do this job, which is important, which is creative and great, but I know it can be also really difficult, like you mentioned, the tour, the separation from your family, the differences, the changes. But how much is important for you guys to keep that fun?
Yeah, I mean, I think now that we have this new lineup in place, we realize really how important that was, because I think a lot of time bands sometimes lose the sense of having fun in the band, and it just becomes a job, which that's okay too. But if you're lucky enough to have it be your job and your passion and also fun, then you're really lucky. So, I mean, not every band has the perfect situation, but we just feel really lucky that right now we have the perfect situation.
You can see that you are writing about different important things when we talk about life, about society, about political awareness, and you support a lot of great things, both ecology, humanitarian things, etc. But I want to ask you, except for somebody's willingness to do that and someone's values, what do you think? Is it on some level obligation of artists and people who have impact and influence to try to make this world a better place, to try to make that positive change, even on that stage, on one show, through some message?
I don't think anybody's obligated to do that. I think everybody has a different approach to music. Some bands are just like a party band, and it's like 100% just fun and party. But for us, it's we sing about songs that have meaning to us, or if we see something going on in the world that we would like to put some light onto. That's what we do, and that's what we've always kind of done with Ignite, and that's what we are now continuing to do is, some of the songs are personal, some of the songs are political, some are social. So it's not the same thing every time, but we just look inside of us and, what is this, what's important to us? And if it's dealing with a political situation or a social situation, then we sing about it, we talk about it. So everybody's different. Nobody's required to make the world change and try and make it a better place. Sometimes music, you just want to escape all of that stuff and just go and listen to something and have a smile on your face. So, every musician has a different approach to how their message and how they want to, portray their music.
So I have to ask, now what can we expect in the 4 decades of Ignite?
Well, so we just went into the studio and recorded a new song. And it's interesting because with technology today and how the whole music industry works for the consumer and for the artist, it's very, obviously it's changed a lot since when we started this band. And so we went in a couple weeks ago to record just one single song, not an album. And we're going to release that and see how that process goes of just putting out a single song in between our normal albums. So yeah, we're pretty excited about putting out some new music, doing a new music video perhaps, and then just continuing the tour on that.
Thank you for sharing that. I think that the fans would be really thrilled to hear that. And now I have to ask you, is there something that you can share with us and our audience that is something that is not so well or mainstream about the Ignite? Something that is not a secret, but something that you would like to share that is not like well-known fact about you guys?
I mean, I just think that when we started this band, the idea wasn't to be around for 30 years. It was just to do actually one 7-inch vinyl record with a couple songs on it. And, well, actually, the first goal was just to make a demo tape and to play a couple local shows. And that was what we were passionate about at that time. And we didn't have any dreams of touring the world and putting out albums. And it was a bit of like a happy accident that it happened. And it was very natural. And there wasn't really a plan involved. And I think that's why it worked so well is because we were just as we were starting to have success as a small band, we were just very grateful that we had this opportunity. Like, wow, okay, we can do a 7-inch with 3 songs on it and a couple people will like it. And then we got the first opportunity to do our first club show just locally and not like a backyard party. So it just grew very naturally. And that's how it's always been with this band. Nothing's really been forced. It was just this natural thing that happened. And yeah, there was no plan to become like a big band or anything. It was just, we just wanted to play some local shows and put out a couple songs on a demo tape. Just wanted to say one more thing.
Yeah.
So at the beginning of Ignite, when we put our first CD out, and you had to put, or even the first 7-inch, and you had to put the address for the mail, for the post address on the back of these things, because people used to actually write letters to us before emails, you know? And so the first letter that we ever got from anybody in Ignite from International was from Novosad. Yeah, so that was like 1995 was the first time we started actually getting mail from people. So when, and I didn't have any idea where Novosad was, and we actually got many letters from this area over the first 3 or 4 years. So we always had people asking us, please come to Novosad, please come to, you know, Belgrade or wherever in this area. And we're just really excited that we can finally come play a concert there after all these years of wanting to come there. So yeah, so I just wanted to share that. The whole group of us at the kitchen table, and we would take all the letters, and everybody would take them, and we would handwrite letters back to everybody back then. And it was pretty cool because you, I think that makes a special connection with some of your fans.
I think
Totally.
that is actually also power of music, you know, when you can last through your music for so many decades. I think it's really great.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, it's really cool.